listeners, this is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Leila and Benoit, who are the new owners of Le Pantry Knowlton here in our village, who are going to be speaking to us about their new business venture. So thank you both so much for being here with me today.
Thank you.
Please start off by telling us a little bit about yourselves and how you came to find your way as entrepreneurs here in our village.
Well, we moved here almost 2 years ago. Ben was already here 7 years prior in another place. And both me and him are staying here, obviously, full time. And me has a background in five-star hospitality management, operations, and him with his creative production designer aspect. We were talking about this when we lived in Toronto, to potentially start something together. And then the opportunity came too, that this space was available, and we saw a need of variety for residents and the people that live in the different areas close by for daily grocery, and a new spot for different local products, healthy products. So we just decided to jump into it in the fall. And then when the space came available, we can have a better space. So we just went ahead and created this space for the residents and for us.
Would you like to add anything to that, Benoit?
Well, that pretty much sums it up. We when we moved here in October 2020, we decided to grow roots in Knowlton again. Like, for myself, I had lived here before and I really wanted to come back, and I saw that the village needed a place like a little grocery store, like a local grocery store for the locals and the weekenders and everybody that comes by on this really busy four corner. So when, like Leila said, when the place became available, we kind of jumped into it and just decided to go ahead with a project that we already had in mind. We're also in a big change of life with the pandemic that hit us for the last 2 years. So we figured that having a little grocery and sharing the good product of the area to the next people was a good way to do so, to be the extended arm of the producers, the local producers with amazing product, to do it out of passion. So we figured we'd do the same thing and just like be a window for them. So that's pretty much what started the whole idea. And here we are, just like 2 weeks in, we have a pretty positive response from the community. We're pretty happy of what's happening. And we're just going to keep on moving forward and adding more product and meeting more producers. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Yeah. Was, can you tell us a little bit about what the pantry has to offer here to our residents in the village?
We have to offer a little gossip corner where we're standing right now at the coffee machine, and we have ice cream for the tall kids and the nuts and the younger ones. And local produce, like we try to limit our importation to a minimum of 20%, so that we could have like olive oil that we enjoy and the sardines that we like just to name a few products. But most of everything else is from the Montérégie or the Eastern Township or coming from Montreal. So our local winemaker have a window for us here. We have a window for them here. We do have honey that's from Saint-Étienne-de-Bolton. We have exclusivity on a few different products as well that are interesting to discover. We get most of our meat from Saucisson Vaudois, which are in Saint-Brigide. You know, that I could go on and on with different kind of product, but really it's all little niche product that we want people to discover because they made us feel good around the table and we want to do the same. Right.
The product that we found were outstanding products, locally made with passion, like the Draska crackers, for instance. They're made in Saint-Alexandre, close by, but they don't have a lot of point of sales. They pretty much do their thing online, or they only have one or two point of sales. And the idea of bringing them here, as all the other products, is the extension of their only point of sales. So should they have a point of sales in Montreal or in Quebec City, there's a huge gap in the middle. So maybe a couple of places, maybe in Beaumont or Magog or Sherbrooke, will have those places. But here in the Eastern Township, they don't have a point of sales because they either have their own jobs and they do this sideline because they're passionate, or this is their livelihood and they don't have time or staff to go on the road and introduce their product to smaller independent grocery stores or specialized places. So when I call each and every one of them, I say, where do you sell in the area? Do you sell on the South Shore? Do you sell in Montérégie? Do you, in dans l'Estrie? No. So I'm like, okay, well, I love your products, so I'm bringing it in, and you will barely or not see any of our products in the grocery stores, in the big chains. Yeah. But it's for every day. So we wanted to gather everything up under one roof. So should you come every day for your after work or during the day and think of a meal? Well, we have our fresh veggies, fresh fruits from different garden and harvesters mm-hmm. here in the area. And we're going to have way more, obviously, because they're harvesting right now. And you can make your own meal every night. Yeah. So mm-hmm. we're trying to do kind of a little European style thing, but everything that will be non-perishable, hence the pantry name, and everything else fresh. So if you don't want to cook, we have individual meals, we have family size meals, you have everything that you can make for apéro. So
yeah, you can come in for a cocktail produce, or right. you can come in for meat for the barbecue.
Right.
So part of your mission seems to really just provide the opportunity for local producers here in the area to really show off what they're doing
yeah.
and
yeah.
to have that be a part of the daily lives of the residents that are living here.
Exactly. So yeah.
we're open to different products as well, like from the local people. We're coming, you know, like I would like to have like a good local jam.
Right.
I'd like to have a good like salted caramel to put on my toast and stuff like that. I don't want to go and source this in Laval per se. No. I want someone in the area to come in and propose us some stuff. We, even on our closed days, we're here doing cleanups and stuff and getting up to par with what we have to do since we're fairly new business. Our days off are not off. We do have local producer that just come in, knock on the door, and they come in and they offer us like, okay, we're making, we have some dry shaga for you guys to put on your shelf. We do have some, artisanal maple syrup made as well in the old fashioned way. So that's the stuff we're after, and those are the producers we want to meet and want to go forward with them. And so far the response has been really good. Like Lila has made some amazing discovery throughout the winter while I was redoing the interior of the place. Like we designed it and we did it, and it turns out pretty nice. We're pretty happy with the response of the people coming through the door.
Right.
That's pretty much our mission. We want to be the extended arm of the local producer. We want to be their window so that they could do more about their own passion.
Right.
Okay. And how do you see Le Pantry Nolton evolving, and in what direction do you hope to take the business?
Well, obviously this is going to grow definitely, because there's going to be more variety of products on the shelves. There's going to be new vendors coming in. We're going to go obviously seasonally. And this is a point where it's going to be forever, hopefully.
We're in for the long term.
Yeah, exactly.
We, like Lila is saying, we want to add varieties on our shelves. Like right now we have, some product that we spread a little bit wider than they should, like our own coffee, mm-hmm. which we made with the Virginelle. Like we partner up with Virginelle. We created our own blend. We made the coffee. So we have a little bit of our coffee on the shelf, but eventually we'll just like maybe narrow this down and add more product next to it. In the long term, it would be to serve the community at its mm-hmm. best for the people living here and the weekenders as well. But our priority is to serve the local people. And that's, you know, so for people to enjoy the terrace when they come along. In the fall time, I want to add a few seats inside. Like right now, we just have like three places at the coffee bar. But eventually when fresh air comes around in next fall, I would like to add maybe four chairs around the table in the front and maybe a few other seating places, so we could really have the gossip corner that I want.
Yeah, so like not just a place where people can come shop, but a place where people can come together and yeah. shop and
exactly
and meet people, exchange ideas, have a coffee, you know, just like this is pretty much where we want to have the community to come and gather around.
Right. You're kind of touching upon this, answering my questions, but what makes you unique?
We like to think that we're kind of the breath of fresh air, new wind of other businesses that will be opening shortly as well, because we have lots of friends. All our network majority have our residents full-time here in Nolton, Bolton, Sutton, Bromont. Danam, like and literally
you could feel the wind of change in the town,
right?
So yeah. you know, like there's we have someone else that we haven't had a chance to visit, but there's a guy that opened his
George,
I think his name is. Can't wait to go and see his place. But we want a bunch of new stuff coming up in Nolton, and we're happy to be part of it.
Just variety and difference and just...
What makes us unique, I think, is a different business model.
Right.
It's having, like I say, like the corner to chit-chat with a coffee, a place to shop for different things to put on your table, right. and have an ice cream and sit outside. So this is not just a grocery. It's not just a coffee shop. No. It's not just an ice cream shop. An ice cream shop.
Nope.
So, and at the same time, people can just come in and browse, have a look, chit-chat, propose us some different product that they're making, see if it's available for us, and put it forward. So that's pretty much the idea behind the pantry.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you both wanted to mention. Those are all the questions I had for you, but if there was anything else that you think would be important for people to know.
Yeah, well, I would add really that the one of our priorities is collaboration. So we are partnering with different companies such as Virgin Hill, La Buvette Famille for the picnic baskets that will be starting in a couple of weeks. As a point of, un point de dépôt.
Point shoot.
But at the same time, everybody knows everybody and everybody's helping each other. Yeah, so our concept is there's kindness and respect, the simplest thing in life, and it makes everybody happy. So we're all about that.
We even talk about collaboration with different small grocery shops.
Right.
You know, we're also talking with the two guys, Raphael and William.
Marché Foster
in Waterloo.
Yeah.
That we may share some errand runs, you know, because some of our suppliers don't deliver, but we do want to propose their produce. So they also want to. So we may share some errand runs from time to time. So that's how far our collaboration goes.
Right.
And for us, competition is good competition as long as it's sane, you know. It's just like we don't want to just like be the only grocery and only option for people to shop in.
No.
We want to be another one of those guys that are welcoming everybody through their door.
Right.
And can you tell our listeners where they can find you and when you're open so that they can hop in?
281 Knowlton Road. We're open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8:30 in the morning to 5:30 in the evening. On Saturday, we open at 8 and we close at 5:30. And on Sunday, it's 8:30 to 4.
Well, thank you both so much for speaking to me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you reaching out. We're thrilled. Thank you so much.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.